Now, when it comes to Europe, Rubio said in terms of Russia and Ukraine, quote, there will have to be concessions made, adding this conflict needs to end. What changes might we see in terms of the Russia-Ukraine war under this new administration?
It's going to be very hard to say. Donald Trump, as I've said many times, is very, very transactional. Where we are right now, basically when Donald Trump takes office on January 20th, everything that happened beforehand is a sunk cost. There's nothing that he can do about it to change. Considering the amount of territory that Ukraine has lost to Russia, I don't know how Ukraine is going to be able to take it all back. It's going to be an exceptional challenge. Now, at the same time, Russia is also at its limit in terms of its wartime economy. I don't know how much longer they can continue on with the war. Ukraine is also suffering an incredible strain as well. I think in the end, whether or not we like it, Russia may end up with a part of Ukraine. They may get a lot of what they want, but hopefully Trump and the Western powers can perhaps exert more threats or perhaps show, say, hey, if you don't take, say, perhaps half a loaf, if you will, to use that kind of an example, say, you know, they only get to some of the territory that they managed to capture instead of all of it, that the allies, the Western powers, are going to come in even stronger to support Ukraine. And frankly, there's a lot of things that went wrong all the way up to this. This war should never have happened in the first place. We were too slow to give them military aid. Congress was very slow to act on times, engaging in politics, a six-month delay in terms of getting Ukraine the artillery it needs. We didn't ramp up in terms of manufacturing the artillery it needs. So a lot of that also lies on us in terms of where the situation is. So we are, I think, just as much to blame for preventing this war as Russia is from starting it.